Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyo Daf Chof Gimel in the Hoiz Vador edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Alocha Dalet. We start in the beginning of the Amud. The Gemara continues here, the Agadata that started in the previous Amud. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar. Shua ben Levi came to Dash in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Va'aleim kechoil ha'duvorim asher diber asher yimochim ba'ar mitu yecheish piyom ha'kol. Says the Pasuk bring God the Luchos, and on them was all the Dvorim. So the more it says Rishu ben Levi, Aleim ve'aleim. It says ve'aleim with a vav. You don't need the vav. The vav is extra. Koil, it says koil dvarim. It says kechoil. The extra chaf over here. And it says hadvarim. It could have just said dvarim. So you have an extra chaf, an extra vav, and an extra hey. Says the more, what are you coming to dash over here? The what was added to the Torah? Mikro, Mishnah, Talmud, ve'agado. Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, and all the agado. I feel a match that Talmid Vosig Osid Lohiris of a rabbi, Kvarnero and Moshe Bissinai. Whatever someone's giving me Chadish in Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu knew it all from the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the Torah cool that's going to come to the world from now till the end of time. Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. Matam, what's the source? Says the word of the Pasuk. Yeshdova Shioimai Reze Chodeshu. Someone's going to come and say, ah, I have a new Chadish that we've never heard. Meshiv chaver v'oyim loy. The hemshich of the pasuk is kvai hoyo loy lomim. It was there forever. Meaning, any chiddush that you have in Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was already said in Sinai. So Gemara b'zeir b'shem Shmuel in lemedim loy mina halachos. You can learn from halachah Moshe b'Sinai. V'lo mina agados agadato. V'lo mina toisofos or toiseftos. Meaning brises which are not part of the not mentioned in the Gemara. Ela mina Talmud. The only thing you can learn halachah lemaise. It's for Gemara, because Gemara is coming to Mivari and explains everything. From there, you can learn Halacha Lamaise. So the Gemara comes and questions this from our Mishnah. Because according to Rav Zeiro, you're not allowed to learn from Halacha. Says the Gemara, oh, one second. Tanya of Chalafta bin Shaul, Hishtei Menichitim, Hishtei Menichitim. He said there's no difference if it's two types of wheat or two types of barley. So, but one second. If you can't learn from Halacha, if the Halacha spoke of wheat, how do you know barley? So it's not a big question. No, of course, the halacha which we've seen included wheat and barley. They just forgot about it. So because they forgot about it, we had to remind ourselves with Tanya al-Khalafta, but really, it's part of halacha which we've seen. So more about Tanin, we have another example. It says, Amachlik bitzolim lochin l'shuk, u'mikayin yveshin l'goyven, meaning somebody takes onions. The moist ones he sends to the marketplace. The other, the dry ones he leaves at home. So we learn over there, that's like doing two different piles. It's like two different grunners. One is the shuk, one is the bais. Says the Gemara, Yislach l'meim ha-shuk v'goyen kach hoysu halacha b'yodim v'shachachua. Could you say there that was part of halacha b'yodim v'shachachua, speaking about shuk and goyen? That's a later addition. You see from here, they take halacha b'yodim v'shachachua, and based on halacha b'yodim v'shachachua, you can learn new things. And that's a question of Zeiro. Reb Chananya b'shev Shmuel ein l'meidim min hoi royo. You can't learn from hoi royo that a Rebbe was moirat his Talmud, because who knows what was the cheshbon of the Rebbe when he did the hoi royo. The Gemara says that chovkim on the base. Hakol moedim shein lemedim min ha-maise. You for sure can't learn from a maise that happened. Because you saw the Rebbe doing something, doesn't mean that was the halacha. Maybe he had a reason why he did it. Omer le'amana ha-dada teimar ba'ud lo'y sovar. Pram ba'ud sovar ovat. Meaning, only if the Talmid doesn't have his own svar, it's not a bichachim. So he sees the Rebbe doing something, don't come and rely on that. But if the person is a baal svar, he knows to understand what the Rebbe does, so that he could rely on that. That's only if there's a machlekes. You see the Rebbe doing like one, not necessarily means he passed like one. It could be there was a reason why over here he relied on that shita. But if there's no machlekes, ben sovar, ben leisovar, all that. You could rely on a maisa of a Rebbe. If there's no machlekes, you can learn from me in halacha. When halacha is, zok demishtam. Sode shekatsru goyim, if the goyim came and harvest the field, or shekatsru listim, or thieves came and cut it, kirsamu nimolim, ants ate it up, shevarto aruach, or is cut up by the wind, or behemo animal ate it p'tur. Katsar chetzo v'katsru listim chetzo, he did the first half, but the second half was done by listim, p'tur is also potter in peyo. Shechoyves hakotze bakam, when do any of you are obligated to do peyo? When you get to the kama, when everything is finished, when everything is done, and you're about to do katsir, you're about to do harvest. But if then it was taken by somebody else, and somebody else does the harvest, so then there's no chiyu peyo on the owner. The Mishnah goes on and says, katsru listim chetzio, the kotzar chetzio. But what happens if the listim took half, and he did the second half? So then no, he said pay mashikotza. Because the hand was by him, whatever he took, he has chaya pay on that. Kotza chetzio mocha chetzio. He harvested half, and the other half he sold. Halukeach no, he said pay lakol. So the buyer takes pay for the whole thing. Because again, you look at the end of the field. At the end of the field, it wasn't by him. So therefore, the buyer will do pay on the entire field. Kotza chetzio veigdish chetzio. He did the first half. And the other half he gave to Hegdish. Hapoidim ya the Ginsburg when he said pay lakol. The one who's going to redeem it from the Ginsburg, another from Hegdish, could buy from Hegdish, he needs to do pay, because again you go based on the end. And the idea is because lo yisichali, when you finish the field, you have to make sure to leave payo. If he's not finishing the field, somebody else finishes, the chayv is the other one. And if it's a listi, if it's a ganov, so you're not chayav in a ganov. Says the Gemara, mastiso because shatruo latzo. It said that goyim potter, if they did it for themselves. I mean, katsuli yisrael chayav, if they did it for a Jew, so then it is chayav payo. V'tani ken, we have a brisa that way, because it says, don't have workers that are going doing the field alone. Because they don't know the halachas of leket, which is part of matas anim. You see, there is obligation to do matas anim. And that's why we can't rely on the goyim. Why don't we say if a goy does it, he's potter? If a goy is doing for Yisrael, he's chayav. Says the word of Chavdal and Mudalif. That's only, we talk about the listim. The thieves, they harvest the field because they want to destroy the field. If they did it for themselves, chayefes. As before you explained, we're talking about listim Yehudim. We're talking about Jews. Jewish thieves. They came and stole what was in the field. So they're obligated to pay because they're Yehudim, they're chayef. So the Gemara Mishaya, Bashimi, Vafil, Teim, Vishkatsur, Shaloi, Abdo. Even if they were caught not to be destroyed, they're still Ptur. Ptur, still Ptur of Impeo. Machasha Peo, Nitel, Mimchubi, Lakarko, Vein Karko, Nigzo. Meaning, if a Jewish thief came and took the field, when you're obligated to pay, you're obligated to pay when it's connected to the ground. When they came and stole it, ain't karka nixelis. You can't really steal a karka. So they take a karka which is not theirs. So they're not having pay. Pay is only something that belongs to you when it's connected. So true, when they harvest the field and take out the kotzir, so now they're koinet. Okay, koinet any metal plane, any movables. But when it's connected, they can't steal it. There's no stealing something which is connected. If it's not stealing, meaning it's not, it doesn't become theirs. They're obviously over a vayor of stealing, but it doesn't become theirs. There's no obligation to pay. It pays only if it belongs to you. And comes out, there's a big machlekes in the stand in the Mishnah. Mishnah says that if the goyim harvest it, and if listim harvest it, so you're potter payo. According to the first opinion, means goyim harvest it for regardless, they're always potter. Listim is only when they did it to destroy it, not when they did it for themselves. The second opinion says that regardless if it's goyim or listim, whatever they do, they're always a potter from peyo, even if the listim are Jewish. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo, Daf Chof Gimel.